Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Connie Sertucci, who's Senior VP and General Manager at Sage Small Business Accounting Solutions, and that's Sage North America. But she's here with a poll that they take every, I think, a couple times a year. First up, we're going to talk about what folks have been saying, what business owners have been saying around the world. Connie Sertucci, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back. So this small business, the Sage Business Index, I should say, the Sage Business Index is an international survey, isn't it?
That's right. Yep, we do it. We do it a couple of times a year, and it's just our way of really understanding the pulse of what small businesses feel is going on in their local economy, their global economy, their own business itself, and just their perspective.
And so even though it's international, you do know what the responses are from each one of the countries, each one of the regions. So we've got you've isolated the a lot of Europe, Spain, France, Austria, Germany, the UK, as well as the Pacific Rim, Malaysia, Singapore, and also South Africa and Canada, the US, that kind of thing. So what are the international folks telling you?
Well, you know, it was interesting. We saw some things, and we've been following these trends for some time. And what has been interesting is that when we look across the different countries over the last couple of years, Canada has always remained the most optimistic, about their own local economy, or when I say local, I mean their own country economy, as well as the global economy. And I think that probably makes sense, because when you think about it with the whole Great Recession, Canada didn't experience a lot of the financial institution downturn that we saw here in the U.S.
They're kind of an even keel kind of an economy, aren't they? I mean, they don't have really a lot of peaks or valleys.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we've been seeing. In terms of the U.S., the U.S. and the U.K. have really been tracking along, you know, along the same trend line almost, if you will. Mm-hmm. But what we saw in this last survey was that Spain really took a major downturn. Yeah. And it really stood out across all, and we're actually, you know, we're hearing that a lot. We do have offices in Spain and serve small to medium sized businesses there, and this is really consistent with what we're hearing from there. But their index score, you know, indexes are kind of tricky because a lot of it is very relative.
Right.
But the index is on a range of 0 to 100, with 0 to 50 being less optimistic or more pessimistic, I guess, about the outlook and the economy. 50 to 100 being more. And Spain actually dropped from an index of around 40 to 33 in this last survey.
Wow. So, well, and that's kind of, that's so basically Spain's been, is kind of leading the Eurozone a little bit into kind of a recessionary period right now, aren't they? Isn't that what we're seeing right now in a lot of Europe?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's, and I think it's been going on. We've been seeing a lot of it in
the
France
sovereign
as well,
the sovereign debt issues, isn't it? The sovereign debt that these countries borrowed a lot of money, and they're finally those bills have come due, haven't they?
Absolutely, and what's been going on with Greece and
Greece was a poster child for all that, but so they're having to pay the piper. And what do you think America can learn from what we're seeing in the Eurozone right now, Connie?
You know, I mean, I think a lot of while there are some differences in what the Eurozone is going through right now, I mean, I think if we just look at what America's, what the state that we're in too, you know, there's a lot of similarities. And I think what we can learn, particularly as consumers and as businesses, and as an economy, that, you know, we have to, and I hate to use the word balanced budget because that has other meanings, mm-hmm. but we have to internally, I mean, we have to
live within our means,
more prudent about the way we spend our money.
Well, I mean, aren't we watching our own movie when we look at the Eurozone? Aren't we watching our own movie 5 years from now or 10 years from now if we don't do something about it?
I think that is scary.
Yeah.
I think that you know, we could definitely go down that path, and mm-hmm. I think that it's something that we need to look at and mirror back to what's going on now.
Hold on to that thought.
I think you're right.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll come back. We're going to talk about what some of the U.S. businesses said in this survey. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.